What's it all about? Why is there such a huge differential? I mean, I'm looking at a list, 35 days holidays in Canton Lucerne, 11 days only in Appenzell Outer Roads in Geneva. What's up with that?
Yeah, there is a big difference, but let's go back to the essence of it. Federal law says one public holiday on a federal level, 1st of August. All cantons, entire Switzerland has it. Then it also says every single canton can have 8 supplementary days. So every canton can choose when the canton wants to put those 8 days. Then there's a cantonal law says also some cantons with very strong religious beliefs can choose some more or some supplementary days off for certain of their communes. So when you say some cantons have 35 days off, it is correct, but not the entire canton has it. Only a few communes have it and only a few people in certain communes, depending on their religious beliefs. So it's got to be
whole day?
Well, it depends. It depends what type of feast it is. It depends what type of religion it is. Some it can be just 1 hour to go to a religious service. Sometimes it can be half an afternoon. Or sometimes it's just because shops close early on that day because there's a certain practical event going on in the evening. But the set rule for the whole Switzerland is one federal day and maximum 8 days.
And is there harmony within the cantons? Have they put their caps on and in unity delivered the same 8 days? I'm just thinking from an economic perspective, it would make sense.
Well, they do not. As you noticed today, Geneva's working and Vaud is off. Typically, there's no harmony there. But there's a harmony on the 1st of August and a lot of days have been chosen equivalent. For example, typically 25th of December, every single canton in Switzerland is off.
Okay, so today's an exception. It's beyond the 8.
Well, today is an exception because some cantons have chosen to have last Thursday like we had, and some cantons like Vaud and Valais have the first this Monday today. Yeah,
and it's Fasting Monday.
It's Fasting Monday, exactly. Geneva Fasting Monday, it's actually a Thursday, was on last Thursday, and that was the Geneva Fasting Thursday, where they eat plum tart as a belief that women had to go and cook these plum tarts before going to church, and it was the only thing they were going to eat on that day. But it's the same principle. It's just they've just chosen different days. You're right. Economically, it's not very clever because today we, for example, at the office, do absolutely have no business with the canton of Vaud.
And normally you would.
And normally we do because we have an office in Vaud as well, and we'd have sort of exchanges going on, which do not. But it's the same. It's the same principle on an international level. When Switzerland's off, other countries in Europe are not off on the same day. And some companies actually do ask their employees to come in on public holidays because they want their business to go on. And the law provides a possibility to do that.
Well, if legally, then would the worker have to be paid as normal then, or would they get extra time?
Well, he'd get a different day off, actually. For example, bank, traders, emergency businesses are allowed to work on those particular days.
What if a bank holiday like September the 19th, I know it says Fasting Monday, but in actual fact, the federal fast day is Sunday, all cantons except Geneva, which was yesterday, the 19th. So what if the bank holiday falls on a Saturday or Sunday? Do people, workers get compensated for that?
No. For example, if the 1st of August falls on a Sunday, hard luck, you've had it. It's only if you're a public officer or if your company has generously given you a supplementary day off, you'd get it. But if it falls on a weekend, a Saturday or Sunday, which is normally your time off, you won't get it again.
What else do we need to know about the system? Because at first blush, it's really confusing and it just seems to be un-Swiss to have so much diversity within the holiday system.
Well, it is not un-Swiss. Switzerland is very diverse. 3 languages or even 4 languages, 26 cantons, federalism, every single canton is autonomous. It's the reflection of that autonomicity or
autonomous nature.
Nature that the cantons have this choice to follow their own cantonal beliefs, political or religious beliefs, by setting the days they want to have their population have off.
Okay, I guess I was just thinking in terms of organisation and in the smooth running of the country. I mean, you were mentioning that you don't have any action out of your Vaud office today, which sets you back potentially when you're looking at client cases.
Yeah, I'm not sure it sets us back really as much as that, but that's reality.
All right. Anything else we should know about the legal context of the differential in the different...
No, I think the only thing which is interesting to know is that these public holidays have to be paid. And if you are not one of these businesses which is considered as an emergency business where the workers are entitled to work, people are not supposed to work on that day. And if you do want your employees to work, you have to require an authorization to the right competent authority to be able to make them work. Yeah? And that you need to be a bit cautious about it, because it people do come and complain about it and go to court to get compensated for days they've been working on public holidays if they're not allowed to.
Do you have a lot of traffic like that?
Well, we have a bit, yes, especially in companies where overtime and extra time work is a current matter. Then people who had to work on a public holiday do come and complain about it.
Thanks for explaining all this about the system. That is Stephanie Fuld, our resident briefer. She works for BCC Attorneys at Law in BCCC.
Thank you. BCCC Attorneys at Law.
I always forget that final C. BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva, which is working today. All
yes,
throughout
exactly.
The canton, Geneva's working. We're working here too at The Wrap. I'm Susan Florey. That was Stephanie Fuld. You are listening to The Wrap.